And so coming into our afternoon sitting, taking good care of any sleepiness, perhaps by having the eyes open, and being very deliberate with that posture we've been practicing throughout the day, being very grounded, balanced, rolling the shoulders to open the chest to create that courageous poise. And then having the head again nicely balanced with the eyes, even if they're closed, they're kind of more outwards. And breathing into that now with interest and friendliness. Remembering your intentions for being here today, let them guide you. And for this practice, also by way of cultivating equanimity, as well as receptivity and openness to how things are, even a forgiving, compassionate quality, we're going to work with the image of the lake. A nice, beautiful, serene lake. And you might take a moment and just imagine or visualize such a lake for yourself, one that you know or you've seen pictures of. And a little help from the poets again for this, especially if you feel a little bit stuck and visualizing's challenging for you. Remember, you don't need to visualize, just kind of sense into. And maybe this poem by Yeats will help you. And it can really speak to as well the challenges of our times and the need for the peace and serenity of being near a lake, the Lake Isle of Innisfree. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there, of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the bunny honeybee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow. Dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavements gray, I hear it. In the deep heart's core. I hear it in the deep heart's core. So, taking a bit of time, as I said, to sense into or even visualize a lake that's nice and calm and clear, perfectly reflective of clouds and blue sky and trees and bushes, of birds passing over. Really appreciating that mirror-like quality of the lake. And that even when the wind stirs it, there's ripples for a while and then they subside. The lake receives all the ripples. And so too, we can receive all the ripples of this life. Watch them move through from our very balanced, grounded posture. And let the ripples in our mind subside just like the lake. Some like to have this practice as a sitting by the lake with that looking out, with that big view. Perhaps there's a sense of a horizon and the equanimity that can come with that kind of stance towards the lake. And others prefer to kind of embody the lake, to be the lake, to become one with it, with all those receptive qualities, receiving it all. Regardless of how you like to do it, let your heart and mind be open and receptive and reflect whatever comes. And enjoying the moments of complete stillness in between, and the clarity that comes with stillness. And practicing in the silence, using the image in whatever way is helpful for you. The lake never says, this turbulence, this wind doesn't belong. It receives it all. And in that receiving, it naturally calms. The ripples fade. And it's still and reflecting whatever comes next. If you're struggling with the waves of the mind, heart, body, drop below the surface of your experience, as when we drop below the surface of the lake, and a few feet underneath, there's a stillness, a soft undulation of the water. Can you become that stillness below the surface? Noticing what happens for you when you receive any of the difficulties, the waves in the mind, with the receptivity of the lake. What happens to the heart mind in terms of kindness, forgiveness, compassion? Is there a little more space for ourselves? To be kind to ourselves. As James Richardson wrote, In his poem, Evening Prayer, at the end he wrote, "To be a lake on which the overhanging pine, the late arriving stars, and all the news of men, weigh as they will, are peacefully received. To hear within the silence, not quite silence, your prayer to us. Live kindly. Live."